And now, live on Adobe Radio, The Brett Davern Show.
These episodes feel weird, sort of.
They do.
Because it's pre-recorded, which is our job, because we're sticking to our normal schedule, but it feels weird because I don't know what's going on during this week, and so there you go.
So we're
going
to talk about music.
Yeah, talking about today. Music, keeping things evergreen, and just hoping that everyone's all okay and good out there, you know?
Yep.
And why not? Like, maybe everybody's great.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope I'm great wherever I am. What do you think I'm doing right now?
Right now. It's probably 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You're probably playing with the kids.
Maybe.
Like making breakfast.
Probably eating some trail mix.
Eating some trail mix?
Yeah, sure. Why not? What, you got something against trail mix?
I know. I like trail mix. I'm okay with the trail mix.
Do you like the chocolatey trail mix, or you like the real raisiny, earthy?
Get these raisins out of my face.
Oh, really? I feel like you have to earn the chocolate, so you got to have the raisins with the chocolate. You know what I mean? Got to eat a few raisins to earn the chocolate. Even though the raisins might even have more sugar, actually,
probably
than the
chocolate. Maybe, but more nutritional value at the same time, so it's very confusing.
I know, but is that actually true, or is that just in our heads?
Somebody call scientist Neil.
I'm wondering, because chocolate, you know, sometimes they have those local news stories like, eat a pound of chocolate a day, live to be 175.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next week they have a like, eat a pound of chocolate a day, die tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Those local news things, they always tell us that something's terrible for us.
Oh, yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, they're like, no, do a bunch of it. You'll never get cancer.
And the
which one is it?
The music underneath the like, tonight on Local 10.
Yeah. Exclusive.
Little boy eats chalk, but it makes him be able to fly.
He's now a superhero. Should you start eating chalk too? Tune in at 11.
It's the
Brett time.
You do it.
What?
You do it.
It looked like you weren't going to do it.
No, you do it. Go.
No, I don't want to do it.
Do it!
No, you do it.
It's the Brett Davern Show, recorded live on Adobe Radio. Today is Thursday. It's November 5th. I almost said October.
Wherever you are, it is. Not for us. We're pre-recording.
We are pre-recording.
But for you guys, it's November 5th.
Yeah. And on today's episode, we're talking about music.
Yeah.
All day. Fish from Gone Fishkin on Adobe Radio is joining us later.
And it's Katie's birthday tomorrow.
It is.
So make sure you get your emails and your gift ready or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm
it's the day before,
gifts.
So, you know, you got to hurry. I'm just saying, preemptive strike. Big birthday episode.
Let's get to the guy who's the best gift giver around.
Oh, well.
You have mine ready for tomorrow, right?
Better to give than receive, I never say.
Brett Davern.
Listen up, everybody. This is our show. Thanks for tuning in. What's up? Tomorrow's Katie's birthday. Well, wherever you are, tomorrow's Katie's birthday. Where we are right now, your birthday's not for another like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's true.
2.5 weeks? About that?
Time.
We're about 2.5 weeks out?
Yeah.
So, okay. It's still time to get a gift. Okay. Send your suggestions. Oh, wait. I guess you'll be sending them later. Oh, this whole time thing. It's weird. I feel like Marty McFly in Back to the Future 1. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, you're not quite sure where you are in space
and
time.
That's heavy, Doc.
That's pretty...
Nah, it's not great. Don't stop. I don't need your pity. Here's some music coming at you on Adobe Radio this morning. It's the Brett Davern Show with me, Brett, and her, Katie.
Yo.
And we'll be right back to tell you about some news that you might not have heard about going on in the world.
Well, or to talk about music.
And music,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever. Sometimes there's... I mean, it could be news to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I meant.
Could be. Turn it up.
Adobe Radio. Got something to say? Send Brett a text right now with iMessage. Text message BDSFans at adobe.com. You're listening to The Brett Davern Show.
Welcome back to the Brett Tavern Show on Toby Radio. You were going to talk, and then I went to talk, and then I just talked.
Your name's on the door, so
well, you
talk.
Can do it too,
you know,
though.
You can talk.
You
go ahead.
She's Katie. I'm Brett. This is the show. It's kind of random, and we talk about news and have celebrity guests from time to time. Welcome to the show. It's pre-recorded today, and we hope that everything's good in the world.
That's right, because we don't know what's happening in the world.
We have no idea.
We're going to talk about this BuzzFeed article written by Hannah Martyr.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called 23 Times Movie Characters Sang a Song Better Than the Actual Artist. There's some controversial songs on here, Brett, and ooh. I want to know how you feel.
Okay, let me know.
We're just going to go down the list.
What do you got?
Holding Out for a Hero from Shrek 2. The song is originally by Bonnie Tyler.
Uh-huh.
I have a bit of the movie to play here.
Okay, so this isn't Bonnie Tyler.
That is correct.
So this is from Shrek.
The Fairy Godmother.
Understood.
This is the Fairy Godmother.
Okay, I got it. Let's hear it.
Here we go. However, the lightning splits the sea, I could swear there is someone somewhere watching me.
You're kidding. I thought it was part of the original track. Oh my god, get to the part where she's holding out for a hero.
Okay, it's almost there. Or maybe it's not. We're just right. Back
what,
to
what's
Fiona.
What's the deal?
The
you would think it would be queued up to the part where she goes, I'm holding out for a hero till the morning light.
Yeah.
Because I gotta be tough and he's gotta be strong and he's gotta be willing to fight. This is from a website. They don't even have it queued up.
No, it's on YouTube. But I think that was like the part of the song. Like I'm just kind of scrubbing this
video.
Well,
that's not better
now.
Than the original.
That is not better. And the version of the music is like way frantic.
No.
So far, hard pass.
Also, wasn't that song used in Karate Kid or one of the Karate Kids?
Ooh.
The original Bonnie Tyler version? And that's fine in a movie. That's good enough. Why do we need... Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I like the Shrek movies, though. I'll tell you. I like them. I watch them with the kids, and they're good, so...
I like them.
I'm pretty sure they do a good job with it. I think that was the wrong part of the song.
Well, I don't know if the other like part of it does...
No,
play.
It
like,
does.
She does do that part of it?
She sings that song, yeah.
I don't know.
That was queued up to the wrong part.
Yeah. Okay. The next one is Ewan McGregor.
Oh. My gift is my
soul. This is an Elton John
from
song
Moulin
originally.
Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying this is better than the Elton John version.
It's that's what they're saying. I actually kind of go for this. You can tell everybody. This is a great movie. This
is
your
song. It's a great movie, but. Are we judging the song or are we judging the movies?
We're judging the song. Now that it's done, hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in
words. How wonderful. Come on, Ewan. Use the force and wake me up. Falling asleep over here. They say this is better than the Elton John version? No way. Sat
on the roof. You don't think so?
I mean, he's good. Well, listen, he's fantastic. But better than? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of sleepy.
It is.
It's really good in the movie.
It is so good in the movie.
But I'm just sitting on the other side of the laptop here. I can't see it. I'm just listening sonically. And, like,
it's
very good, but better than Elton John? I don't know.
Huh.
Come on. Is there anyone better than Elton John?
No, there's not
Elton
a
John's
single
the
person
man.
Who's better. Do you know who else there's not anybody better than?
All right, what else you got? So far, you're 0 for 2 over there.
I know. That's interesting, right? This is just the two
cool
of us.
Guy. Return the love I have. Make me
it's
want
a
to
bit
cry.
Of a spoof,
but have my feelings
yeah,
too.
Change
my
Evil.
Life with Oprah and Maya Angelou. But Scott rejected me. C'est la vie. Life is cruel. Treat you unfairly.
This.
Even
Ninja
so,
me.
I God there must be. Mini me. You complete me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So. Now, okay, so it's interesting because that one, they're spoofing a sampled track anyway.
Anyway,
so Will Smith sampled that song for his song, Just the Two of Us, about him and his son.
Right, right.
And then, so Will Smith released that, and then Austin Powers spoofed that song.
Very layered.
But the hook is sampled anyway.
Same. Yeah.
So, interesting. I don't think the Dr. Evil version is better. Again,
no,
is it
not
better.
Better,
or is it just funny and we remember it
and that
it's nostalgic and there you go?
How do you, okay, like, speaking of nostalgia and stuff,
yeah.
I, like, Anne Hathaway is terrible. This is my attempt to say
what?
Anne Hathaway is terrible in general. I don't like
Whoa,
her in movies
why?
Most of
we were
of the
talking
time,
about Dr. Evil.
But I'm just saying,
what does,
like,
Anne have to do with this?
I'm saying, like, Princess Bride?
Diaries.
Uh-huh. I know. I never get it right. Princess Diaries was great, and I did love that movie.
I thought we were talking about Dr. Evil.
We were, but I'm just segueing.
We'll get there already. What's
Anne
the point?
Anne Hathaway in Ella Enchanted is the next song, and this is her singing.
So this isn't even Princess Diaries?
No, it was a bad segue, but I tried. So this is... I've never seen Ella Enchanted either. She's just dancing. I think it's like they're saying the moment in the movie, like they're leaning on that too much in this list.
Is she gonna sing?
She's like dancing.
I mean, again, probably queued up to the wrong spot. Not your fault again.
Right.
Website's
That's
fault.
Just the
like,
way the website
if you're
going to
make
it.
An argument, why don't you start playing the video? I don't mean you. I'm saying them. Why don't, because you're just playing it from where they have it on their website.
That's right. Yeah.
So why don't they have it queued up to convince me that that's better than the original?
Right.
Because it might be. It's just that. What website is this again?
BuzzFeed.
Come
Have you
on,
heard of it?
BuzzFeed.
Have you ever heard of them?
Come on, BuzzFeed.
I've never heard of this movie called Are We There Yet? Do you know
Are
this
we,
movie?
Who's in it?
Alicia Allen is who we're about to hear sing.
Are We There Yet?
She
I don't
sings
know.
A cover of Respect
oh.
by Aretha Franklin. She's 14 when she sings this song. This is going to be a hard one to be better than the original.
Yeah, they're saying this 14-year-old's better than Aretha Franklin?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. All right.
Are we there yet?
Oh,
All
it's
right,
Ice
people, it's time for some karaoke.
Oh.
What is she doing?
I don't remember this movie at all.
What you want? Baby, I got it.
She can Ooh. Sing.
She's pretty
14.
Good.
You know I got it. Bringing it.
Oh, I just looked it up. Yeah, Are We There Yet? Yeah, 2005.
She can sing.
Why does he sound
yeah,
so surprised?
I mean, she's in a movie where she's about to sing. I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
like,
but even
why?
In the movie, isn't it, that might be like someone he's related to or something? He's just like, oh my gosh.
She can sing.
Wow,
Look
who
at
knew?
That.
2005. I thought they might have had a lot of sequels to this.
Did they not?
I don't know. Not that I see. Huh. Well, precocious. And pretty good there. Pretty
yeah,
talented.
Pretty talented.
Like if she came out on Star Search back in the day or something, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
It's hard to beat Aretha.
I mean,
you can't.
Come on, BuzzFeed.
You can't. This next song is a Twisted Sister song. This is a cover that's in the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Oh. Who's singing?
SpongeBob. And I think they've changed the lyrics a little bit as well.
Doesn't sound like SpongeBob's voice.
Yeah, no, I'm actually okay with this. It's
All right. This is the first one that probably
better.
Is better, yeah.
Yeah.
This is great. Hey.
That's great.
See, there you go. All right, fine. They got
we
one.
We got one.
What is that? One out of four
I
so
know,
far?
Right?
This that is, one's pretty good. That's so funny.
It is a spoof. It's called Goofy Goober Rock.
Right.
Instead of I Want to Rock.
Well, it's still like a different twist on it, though. And
yeah,
they're saying
I
better than the original. That's the first one I agree with.
Yep. Okay. Have you seen Booksmart?
Even though the girl from Are We There Yet is super talented, though.
She is. And adorable.
Yeah.
But
which is what it's got going for it.
Totally.
And then the other two, I don't know if they're queued up to the right spot. And then Ewan, I mean, jeez, like,
just
wake me when it's over. I'm just kidding.
Okay, this is, have you seen the movie Booksmart?
I have, yeah.
This is, apparently they go karaoke, and this is them karaoke Aretha Franklin.
Yes, it's pretty great. No, this isn't Aretha Franklin.
Is it not?
Alanis Morissette.
That's what I know,
Aretha, Alanis.
You know.
Well, here's the thing. Serves the movie very well.
Yeah.
But better than the original? I mean, no.
No.
But serves the movie very well and is in a hilarious movie, by the way.
Yeah.
You've not seen Booksmart?
No, I missed it.
Oh, you need to see Booksmart. Booksmart's really funny. I kind of stayed away from it for a long time because I was like, it's just going to be like every other teenage comedy, blah, 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 same old jokes, you know?
Right.
But I, you know, finally, during COVID, because I just, you know, nothing to do but watch stuff. And it's great. It's fantastic. And the acting, the young actors in it, not only the two leads, Jonah Hill's sister and anyway, not only them, but like everybody in the movie who's like younger actor or whatever. It's great. Fantastic.
Oh, that's
really
awesome.
Funny. Yeah. And some great cameos too in there.
That's awesome.
From some peeps.
Okay. It's we're going to do one more before we take a song break here.
All right.
This is from Happy Feet. This is Somebody to Love, which we saw. Every day. Oh, I try and I try and I try. But everybody wants to pull me down. They say, I'm going crazy. They say I got a lot of water in my brain. Got no problem. One of the penguins is screaming a little
bit. Oh, yeah. That was that weird penguin movie where they tap dance?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't understand that movie.
I didn't see it.
It's just a bunch of tap dancing penguins. And Robin Williams. R.I.P.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Weird that there's the same song in there twice.
I know, right?
Queen making some money.
Good for them.
Sweet royalties off that. Yeah. Hey, you want to talk some more music with Fish?
After this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our buddy Fish, fellow Adobe host, and pretty much a guy who just knows everything there is to know about the music world and what's coming out and what's cool and all that stuff, will join us on the phone on the other side of this break to tell us what we should be listening to and what's new to Adobe Radio. So stick with us. We'll be right back on the Brett Davern Show after this.
Listen to the Brett Davern Show anytime. Just search for it on your favorite podcast app, but especially the Adobe app for iOS.
It's the Brett Davern Show on Adobe Radio featuring Katie LeClaire. I'm Brett. She's Katie.
That's me.
And it's one of my favorite new segments, Katie. I look forward to this every single time. And to be honest, I need to talk to our producer because we need to do it a little bit more often. Okay. Fish, are you there?
Good morning, Krusty Krew. I am here.
Fish is the best and knows everything about music, and he's also a fellow Adobe host here joining us on the show. You can catch Gone Fishkin every Thursday on Adobe Radio, or you can just search Gone Fishkin on any podcast app, and you'll find it. Fish joins us, as he does from time to time, to be telling us what we should be listening to, who to look out for, new music, not only that's being played on Adobe Radio, but just new music you should be finding out there.
People have heard of New Music Friday. We've got New Music Fish Day.
Yeah, he's a tastemaker.
I like that.
He's a tastemaker. What more do you want from us? He's Fish the tastemaker. Fish, who are we talking about this week? I know you want to talk about Dwayne and Knightley. What else we got?
Dwayne, Knightley, and I know I said one other one that I knew I wanted to hide. Lil Aaron, of course, the homie.
Lil Aaron.
Yeah.
The homie. I once had someone at a party talking about one of their friends, and they were like, no, no, he's the chill homie. And I was like, okay, I guess that's a good thing.
I've had to say that a handful of times. Like, someone being like, yo, who's that person acting out like that? I'm like, yo, chill. That's the homie.
That's the homie. It's good. When you're the homie, it's good. So there
exactly.
You go. That's the oldest, whitest thing I've ever said. Yep. When you're the homie.
I was going to say, that is the strongest endorsement.
Yeah. Wow. He could put it on the back of his EP or whatever. Yeah, anyway,
exactly.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start off with Nightly. All right. We'll start softer and gradually build up. Really like stoked it. About this band. They've been coming on my show now for about 4 to 5 years. I heard their first single, EXO, on New Music Friday, actually, and I hit them up. And every time they would release a song, I would be like, yo, I need you on my show. And last month, on I believe it was October 16th, they dropped their debut full-length album, which is a semi-self-titled album. Because Nightly stands for Night Love You. And the album is called Night Love You. They have a new song on there called Older, which, man, it's a crier. I've listened to it like 2 or 3 times and I've cried 4 or 5 times.
Wow. That's cool. Wow. Oh, here it is. Wait, yeah. Hold on. Let me
little
let
in
me
the background.
Pipe down for a second here. Here, pot it up a little bit, Katie. Let's take a little listen.
Overthinking under focus. Emotional roller coaster. Keep it all on my shoulders.
That is. Yeah.
That's some feels.
Those are songs. I love those songs. I love those songs.
Those are some feels.
So good.
It hits me right in the feels. I could either see myself putting on black nail polish while listening to that, or taking off eyeliner from the night before.
You gotta keep
I'm not
it fresh.
Really. Yeah. Either way, it works for all times.
Yeah, that one's sick. The whole album is absolutely incredible. They actually performed a couple of the songs live at the Adobe Studio at the beginning of the year while they were on tour with The Wildlife, the last tour they did before they had to cancel everything.
Shut down?
What's that?
The last tour before the world shut down?
Yeah, that was one of the last tours I went to.
Oh man, I miss live music so much.
It was
much.
Awesome. No, they performed the movies in studio and 20 something. So everyone should check that out on our site.
Yeah,
nice. Nice. Yeah, go to adobe.com, check out the sessions. Fish, when will we be going to live shows again?
Honestly, I have no idea. If I had the answer to that, I wouldn't be booking a one-way flight back to my mom's house.
Wait, hold on. You got to come back at some point.
At some point, but okay. Till then, I'll just be living that freeloader life I once lived.
Well,
going
okay,
back
fine,
to the basics.
Dude, I'm going to ask you every time you come on, though, anyway. Even if you tell me you don't know every time, I'm still going to ask you.
When do we get music
show.
Back?
You can just expect that question every time during your segment.
Well, it'll work out with coming on the show more because I'll be up at 10 a.m. on the East Coast. It won't be 7 a.m. like it is now.
Perfect.
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 Yeah.
Perfect. That sounds good. Hey, let's talk some Lil Aaron.
Does he still have green hair?
He still has green hair, and he just dropped his really highly anticipated EP, 808 Rock. He's been teasing this for about 2 years now, and he did this with Eric Ron, who's a producer who did the new Godsmack record that just blew up, and it has like a really Kid Rock, Limp Bizkit, early 2000s rap rock vibe to it. My personal favorite song on it is 808 Rock. It literally sounds like it should end. That's the title track. It literally sounds like it should be on a Kid Rock album.
Ooh.
Yes.
Or like be playing at a WWE match.
Yeah, hit us with a little bit of that.
Got blood stains on my new white t-shirt. Better bring a bag, you trying to cop a feature. We going off like Bieber. Just don't say it ain't rock and roll. I say get on your knees, get my cock to blow. Bitch, I gotta leave, got some guap to throw. All these stupid motherfuckers can't stop the flow. To all my shorties, shipping shorties on the east side.
That's right. That's right. Now he better a few years from now not just like put on a fedora and some Adidas pants like Kid Rock and, you know, embarrass all of us though, please.
I can't wait
us.
For a Lil Aaron country album.
Ooh.
Sweet Home,
wait,
Sweet
is that
Home
happening?
Alabama all summer long with Lil Aaron.
Oh, what happened to Kid Rock?
He drank the wrong Kool-Aid, I think. He drank the sugar-free one.
Can you go back and grab the sound that Fish made, though, the audible noise that came out of his mouth? Because that, man, that was great. I said, what happened to Kid Rock? He goes, ugh. It was like a shuddering.
I saw him open for Bon Jovi at Giant Stadium way back in the day, the new Giant Stadium. And my sister was probably 7 or 8 years old at the time. And the only thing she took away from that show was, if you don't like Kid Rock, you could suck my.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Well, yeah,
it's like you just watched Living on a Prayer live, and that's the only thing you could quote.
It's very catchy. It's very,
very catchy.
I love a good rhyme. It rolls off the tongue.
Hey, you never know exactly what's going to stick, you know?
Yeah.
You never know.
What's up with Dwayne?
Dwayne is awesome. He's been the homie for years now, probably about 3-4 years since he came in studio for the first time to perform some songs acoustic. And he's just been working hard. He's been working his ass off. He's toured the world with like Jesse J, Water Park, Set It Off. Everyone just taking him on, and just such a solid opener. And when he performs live, not a lot of people know, or at the time, not a lot of people knew who he was. But by the end of his set, everyone was in love with him. He has such an incredible stage presence where he just commands the stage and just wins everyone's hearts and ears for the amount of time he's on. And I'm just like, yo.
I am sold on Dwayne. I can't wait
for more stuff to come out from him. He just signed to Hopeless Records back in June, I believe. Late May or early June. And his new song, Radioactive, is a smash. Perfect. And just the chorus, I can't wait. I literally get goosebumps thinking about the crowds for his first headliner in LA while the crowd just chants the chorus with him. Wow. It's sick. And he shouts out Kurt Cobain. So.
Oh, Brett loves that. I'm in love with that already.
Yeah, wait, exactly.
Before you play it, though, Katie, we just got to go back for a second. Like, when we have Fish on, can we try to be a little cooler, please?
I am.
Like, you shouted at the top of your lungs, like, I am sold on Dwayne.
Yeah.
Like, can we just.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going
to
pull out.
You sounded like a soccer mom with, like, a minivan full of kids headed to practice.
Yep.
Like, going, like, guys,
we'll pull it and we'll use it as a drop.
Quiet down. We're gonna listen to Dwayne now. Like, can we please try to be cooler?
Okay, how do you
Fish
say?
Fish is cooler than us. Okay. We have to step Dwayne, our game up a little.
Dwayne
bit.
And I have a special bond. We'll always hold close to our hearts. We went for our first mani pedi together when nail salons opened for that like one week.
Nice.
It opened that time.
Yeah.
And yeah, we went. We ripped it. It was awesome. It was the most relaxing bro day ever.
That's awesome.
See, he's got all the lingo, Katie. Come
all right,
on,
Brett,
step
tell
it
me
up.
How do you very coolly tell me to play this?
Well,
music?
Ask Fish. He's the cool one. Ask Fish how you should say Dwayne's cool or whatever you want to say. I don't know. What are you trying to say? What do you want translated into cool speak?
Like, hit it.
Oh, like telling you to play the music?
Yeah.
All right, Fish, how would
DJ
I do that,
that
if I was a cool guy?
I don't know. Here it is, Radioactive Dwayne.
That's a lot of
vision. He rocks a crop top better than anyone I know.
Wow.
I was looking at the picture of his album, and I was very happy about it.
You're crushing a little bit?
I'm crushing a little bit.
All right.
He is a very handsome man.
Well, mm-hmm. Fish knows him. I mean, you know, he may put in a good word for you.
Maybe.
There.
Maybe
I think
so.
The second he hears a clip of you saying, like, I am really sold on this fella, I think, I don't know.
Seals the deal, right?
Yeah, I don't
We're
know.
We're good to go. I think it's good.
I don't know.
As long as my Tinder profile, it instead of points scored, I get an assist on it. That's all that matters.
Okay. Perfect.
Perfect. We should just be each other's wing people.
I like that. I like that idea.
Fish.
Go around every outside bar. Hey, have you met my friend Katie? And
oh,
just walk away.
Fish. Oh, you are looking very swell this evening. I don't know how to be cool.
Oh, boy.
This is why I need you.
Fish, what else in the music world? Any other big albums dropping in the next little bit here? Or what are you excited about before we get you out of here this morning?
I'm excited about kind of just the end of the year. I'm just very curious what the Christmas content's going to be like from everyone, since everyone's really had all year to really think about it. So Christmas, as you guys know, is my favorite holiday. I just dubbed it Fishmas. So I'm excited to see what bands and what artists come out with Christmas stuff that really makes our 2020 a lot better than it was.
Well, will you come back on and tell us about all the Christmas tunes that we have to hear?
Oh, of course.
Yay.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving, though, because Fish, do you agree? Like, do we have to wait till after Thanksgiving for Christmas music, or do you start early? What's your own philosophy?
I'm November 1st.
Okay.
It's two things I don't, all right. Especially
two things
this
that
year.
Sit well with my stomach, extended family and turkey.
Fish, thanks for dropping by, man. You guys can listen to Fish's show. Love you too, buddy. You guys can listen to Fish's show today, Thursdays, as it is every Thursday on Adobe Radio. It's called Gone Fishkin. He knows everything there is to know about this world of music, and he is the authority, and that's why we love to have him on. And then if you miss the episodes live, you can always check him out on podcasts. Katie, more music, right?
Yeah.
All right, turn it up. Thanks, Fish.
No problem. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.
To the Brett Davern Show with that other guy from that one show on MTV. Yeah, you know, Brett Davern on Adobe Radio.
I love Fish, man. He just knows what's up.
He does.
He knows what's cool. And the older I get, the more I need people to tell me what's cool.
He's
so
much cooler than
it's very
are.
Much, very much?
Very much appreciated.
Very much appreciated. Stop drinking in the morning. What? Never.
Never.
It's my daddy's medicine.
Oh.
Katie, back to your list here. Not going so well for BuzzFeed right now. On your list of, what is it again?
It's 23 songs that the movie version is better than the recorded version.
Yeah, so far we've found that that's not the case, except for one example.
Not so much.
Yeah, Brett Davern Show, Adobe Radio. I'm Brett, she's Katie. And Katie, back to your list.
This one I like a lot.
Yep.
This is School of Rock. It's a Long Way to the Top.
Oh. It just kind of comes in, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's kind of out there. This is they've won the thing. Oh, my gosh. All the kids, and they've learned so much along the way.
Oh, hey, spoilers.
Oh, come on. Have you not seen School of Rock?
I have, but maybe somebody out there, you know, hasn't.
That's true. Well, we gave extra points to the Aretha Franklin cover because it was an adorable 14-year-old. This is a group of adorable kids being adorable in a rock band.
True. Except that's Jack Black.
Yeah, that hurts. I think they get points for being adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. Would you rather listen to that version, though, than the original version?
It's a bit like listening to the kids' pop version.
That's what I was going to say.
But Jack Black is great. He's funny.
Jack Black's awesome.
Tenacious
it works in
D
the movie.
Perfect.
But I think the way that we should judge this list is, should we delete the original version from the world and only have the movie version? I'd say no for that. But again, it works perfectly in the movie and is great.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
We don't have to go with my rules.
How do we feel about this, though? This is the I'm a Believer from Beck. Oh, I guess this is the actor doing it.
Yeah. Katie, it's funny that they come in super loud, then get turned down. So, like, you can control it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's
that's
the thing.
That's a good version of that song.
It is. It is. The song's not great, though, just in general.
What?
I don't really like that
song.
I'm
a Believer by the, isn't that the Monkees?
It is by the Monkees.
And then I saw her face. That's a great song. How dare you?
Yeah, I mean.
Really? You don't like that song?
It's not my most favorite.
Why? I mean, it's outdated. It's old. It's from the 60s, whatever.
I think it's because of Shrek.
Oh. No, Shrek's version of Smash Mouth's All-Star is...
Oh, you're right. That's way worse.
Bad. But that's because that song isn't great.
It's true. How do you feel about the song Jingle Bell Rock?
Mm. I like it. Why?
This is they're doing Mean Girls. Jingle Bell Rock is a great cover. Do they end up singing?
I don't think they sing. They just do they. Oh, no, she does. Yeah, Lindsay does. Yeah, she does.
So it's awkward. They're standing there.
And then they have a little dance routine. Mm-hmm. Again, these videos are not queued up to the right spot. There it is.
Friend of the show, Jonathan Bennett, in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Better than the original? I think not.
Well, yeah, no.
There's no way.
Hey, this is clickbait at its finest, you know?
I mean, it's working.
Again, does it serve the movie? Absolutely. But it does. Better than the original? No. No.
No.
No.
No.
They don't mean it literally, though. See, we're taking it literally, but they don't mean it literally.
It's true. Then there's like a couple of Mamma Mia songs, but like, I don't know about that. Tell me how you feel about this one, because this is another movie that I've never seen, but this is Pitch Perfect. Pitch Perfect 2.
Pitch Perfect is one of my favorite series of movies ever. I like Pitch Perfect a lot.
I didn't know that.
I have to admit, I actually like it a lot.
Well, there you go. So this is Rebel Wilson. She's on a boat.
Oh, yeah. She's on a boat rowing towards Adam Devine.
Yeah. She's kind of crushing this.
She's kind of amazing.
Like, I didn't know she was like such a singer.
Oh, I love Rebel Wilson. Oh, yeah. She's got pipes.
Interesting. Is Pitch Perfect as similar to Glee as I think it is?
No. That's why it's so much better. No, Pitch Perfect is great. Pitch Perfect is great. The movies are great. They're fun. They're silly. If you don't take them seriously, they're just a lot of fun and fun and good times and fun.
Huh.
Really. I love those movies.
All right.
I think they're great.
Okay, this is going to be our last one.
Ben Platt? What's not to like? Ben Platt is in there singing his heart out in all the movies.
Just watch it for that reason.
Yes, that is half the reason to tune in.
You get to choose the final song.
Okay.
They're both Beatles songs. Would you rather?
Just tell me the song, not the movie, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I Want to Hold Your Hand or Yesterday.
Ooh. Now, those songs probably get used a lot in movies. So what movies would... I don't know.
Pick one.
I mean, Yesterday is like one of the greatest songs ever written.
Oh my God, pick one.
So how could someone do better? That's a lot to live up to. And the other one was I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not such a great song. It'd be easy to do better than the original.
Wait.
What?
The song is not Yesterday. The song is Help.
From Yesterday. Which is that movie that came out about the guy who knows all the Beatles songs,
yes,
but everybody else forgot
it? My mistake, I read it because the name of the movie is also a name of the song. I just misread.
I do like that movie a lot.
Yeah.
Well, let's go with Hold Your Hand then, since we don't know what that one's from.
It's from Across the Universe.
Oh no! I picked wrong. I don't even like that movie.
You picked wrong.
Oh, play it.
But
anyway.
Let's see.
Oh no! Movie's overrated. It's such a
feature. You want to switch?
No, I did this to myself.
Stuck with it. She's doing a nice job.
It's got the Ewan problem again.
It's a little sleepy.
It's got the Ewan problem again, yeah.
Yeah.
A little sleepy. Pep it up a little bit.
Should we do the Help one just for funsies?
Sure.
Okay.
This is a great movie. If you guys haven't seen Yesterday, you should check it out.
I haven't seen it.
It's really fun. Ed Sheeran's in it.
Uh-oh.
Doing some acting, just like in Game of Thrones.
But better?
Sure.
Is it not better?
He only has like one line in Game of Thrones, so.
That's true. Okay, so I guess he's famous now in this movie?
Yeah, why, again, BuzzFeed, cue it up to the right moment.
I know, right?
What's going on? What's with all the shoe leather here?
So much leather on the shoes.
Let's go. Let's get into it here.
Okay, here we go. He's about to sing.
I doubt it.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like me for
That's actually pretty great.
That was better.
That one might be better.
That was better.
Yeah, that's pretty great. That movie's awesome too. You guys should check it out. Yesterday. Won't you please help me wrap the show?
That's a wrap, everybody.
There you go.
I thought that was literal.
We'll see you tomorrow on a Friday, on an F It Friday. It's you know, it's a week. It's been a week.
It's my birthday.
It's Katie's birthday. It's Friday. It's been a week. You made it. Tomorrow's Friday, and we'll be here for you on that Friday. So tune in tomorrow morning, Adobe Radio, just like it is every day, Brett Davern Show. For Katie, I'm Brett, reminding all of you to be kind and take care of each other out there. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, the Beatles, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Good night, Anne Hathaway. Good night, Ewan McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for putting us to sleep. Good night, BuzzFeed. let us down again.
Cue it up better.
See you tomorrow.
That's it for the Brett Davern Show today. But don't worry, they'll be back tomorrow on Adobe Radio Live, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific.